Part 4. You will hear an interview on a radio program about digital detox. You will hear the interview twice. For tasks A to E, tick the correct answer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's show. My name is Rick Walker. All of us tend to be online far too much. If you feel like you are on too long, then listen up. We have Amanda Vince with us today, who is an expert on digital detox. Hello, Amanda. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Tell us, what exactly is digital detox?
Digital detox means to totally switch off all things that are digital, like mobile phones and tablets. It is becoming more and more popular, especially with young people.
Right, but you work for a fashion magazine, don't you? I guess your work means you have to be online a lot.
Oh, yes. Apart from the hundreds of emails I get every day, I'm always browsing fashion websites, as well as online videos. I also need to be very active on Twitter and Instagram, sharing what we're doing in the magazine, contacting photographers. It never stops. Then, of course, there's my friends and family to keep in touch with, too. I think I'm online for at least 12 hours a day.
Well, that's a lot. Is that why you had the idea of digital detox?
No. I read a book called Log Off: How to Stay Connected After Disconnecting. It gave me some good advice and made me think about trying to change some of my habits. I started with removing distraction.
What do you mean by that?
It means turning off all your alarms or buzzes. This helps you to focus on other things immediately. And the book said we should ask ourselves why we take out our phones all the time. Most of the time we do it automatically, to avoid something else or just to kill time.
I must confess that happens to me too. What is the next step?
Next, I am doing a weekend with absolutely no screens.
A whole weekend?
Yes, but if a weekend feels too much, maybe just try an evening. Then, step by step, do more. I guarantee, once you've tried it, you will want to try it again.
Okay, let's pause here and see what our listeners have to say. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's show. My name is Rick Walker. All of us tend to be online far too much. If you feel like you are on too long, then listen up. We have Amanda Vince with us today, who is an expert on digital detox. Hello, Amanda. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Tell us, what exactly is digital detox?
Digital detox means to totally switch off all things that are digital, like mobile phones and tablets. It is becoming more and more popular, especially with young people.
Right, but you work for a fashion magazine, don't you? I guess your work means you have to be online a lot.
Oh, yes. Apart from the hundreds of emails I get every day, I'm always browsing fashion websites, as well as online videos. I also need to be very active on Twitter and Instagram, sharing what we're doing in the magazine, contacting photographers. It never stops. Then, of course, there's my friends and family to keep in touch with, too. I think I'm online for at least 12 hours a day.
Well, that's a lot. Is that why you had the idea of digital detox?
No. I read a book called Log Off: How to Stay Connected After Disconnecting. It gave me some good advice and made me think about trying to change some of my habits. I started with removing distraction.
What do you mean by that?
It means turning off all your alarms or buzzes. This helps you to focus on other things immediately. And the book said we should ask ourselves why we take out our phones all the time. Most of the time we do it automatically, to avoid something else or just to kill time.
I must confess that happens to me too. What is the next step?
Next, I am doing a weekend with absolutely no screens.
A whole weekend?
Yes, but if a weekend feels too much, maybe just try an evening. Then, step by step, do more. I guarantee, once you've tried it, you will want to try it again.
Okay, let's pause here and see what our listeners have to say.